Born in 1902, Elfrieda Vipont Folds was the youngest daughter of Edward Vipont Brown, a medical doctor in general practice, and Dorothy Crowley. Both were Quakers. She had two siblings. She attended the Mount School, a Quaker establishment in York in England. Her parents were very keen on theatre, music and art, at a time when many Quakers had their doubts about the value of art and the arts to someone with religious convictions. Elfrieda trained as a professional singer in London, Paris and Leipzig, but was unable to develop a long-term career in that field. In 1926, she married a research technologist, Percy Folds. They had four daughters, and she started writing in 1930, when the children were small. During World War II, she was head of a Quaker school in Lancashire. The school was a refuge for children from the bombed cities of Manchester, Liverpool and Leeds. Elfrieda found the teachers, brought professional musicians who created a children's orchestra, and sustained the children with her own storytelling. Her Quaker life included service with the Friends Education Council, which was established in 1931 to support the development of Quaker schools in Britain. She was on the committee of Ackworth Friends School and wrote a history of that school. In addition, she was part of the Friends Service Council, the relief and peace agency of British Quakers, which won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1947 for its worldwide work in assisting refugees and building international understanding. She was on the Library Committee and a member of the Friends Historical Society. She was active in the work of London Yearly Meeting, including as Executive Committee Clerk, and helped in the process of revising its Book of Discipline. She also wrote a number of books about the history and practice of Quakerism in Britain and beyond. Some of the examples of these were George Fox and the Valiant 60, which was published in 1975, Let Your Lives Speak, published in 1953, Quakerism, A Faith to Live By, in 1966, and Why Young Friends in 1987. Yelland Conyers in Lancashire became her home. That part of England, known to Quakers as the 1652 country, was where the movement started. In 1952, the 300th anniversary of Quakerism, she and others began a program about the area that has become a regular feature of Quaker education. Visiting Quakers from many parts of the world can come to a great appreciation of the significance of those early locations of the movement, such as Pendle Hill, Swarthmore Hall, Firbank Fell and Brigg Flats. Inspired by the Lancashire landscape, Elfrieda Vipont Folds wrote more than 40 books, many for teenagers and children. The most well-known are The Lark in the Morn in 1948, and The Lark on the Wing in 1950, which focus on the story of a young Quaker, Kit Everard, who seeks a musical career despite many obstacles. The second of these books earned her the Carnegie Medal in 1950. One of the most favourite of her children's books is The Elephant and the Bad Baby, published in 1969 with illustrations by Raymond Briggs. The story is about a baby and its elephant friend who go out on a romp in the town until the elephant decides the baby is not polite enough and must be brought home for pancakes. Another focus of her writing was stories about people in the arts. She wrote about Henry Purcell, the composer, in 1931, and the authors Jane Austen and Charlotte Bronte in 1966, and George Eliot in 1970. After her husband died in 1954, Elfrieda made her living by writing, despite bouts of poor health. In addition, she was an inspiring lecturer, speaking about her books and on Quakerism. She became a world-loved speaker at Quaker gatherings in Britain, the USA, Australia and New Zealand. In 1987, she was given an honorary degree from Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana in the USA, and the citation said in part, quote, "You have given the personal witness of a lifelong search and commitment to the truth," end of quote. And Earlham College is a Quaker college. The full story of her life was published in 2010 by Susan Hartshorne, a British Quaker who is also the niece of Elfrieda Vipon Folds. And in this talk, I've used Wikipedia material and Facebook material, as well as a dictionary of literary biography and Paul Lacey's review of Susan Hartshorne's book in the Quaker publication, The Friend.